The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, May 4th, 2025, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 radio and popular podcast platforms 3 days after the show. Sit back, relax, and get ready to discover the healing potential of nature's pharmacy. Whether you're a seasoned natural health enthusiast or just sharing your journey, there's something for everyone on Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, the founder of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga and growing since 1979. And joining me is the guru of the common man and the PhD of the Waffle House and the new Animal Clinic in East Ridge, Clint Powell.
Yeah, I don't know what the Animal Clinic in East Ridge is. That's fantastic. But also, I want everybody to know that this podcast radio show is podcast 2 or 3 days later, also on the most unpopular podcast platforms. You always say the most popular.
Uh-huh.
So if there's podcast platforms out there that are unpopular,
I love it. It covers those too.
Yeah, they're out there too.
I am so glad of that.
I love watching you struggle with levels, by the way. You're trying to do my headphones, and I don't have my headphones. The volume's up top. The volume's up top, man. He is over pushing buttons like we have launched him and Katy Perry into space for 10 minutes. And he is pushing things and looking around. Plus, it's a new recording system. You're doing great, man. You're doing fantastic.
I appreciate all of the help from my sidekick.
I'm a big cheerleader as I watch you over here struggling. It makes me happy.
Goober. Okay. What else, brother?
Nothing. You got
you
all the
started
cards
it
over there.
Good night.
Huh?
You started it first this time.
I kind of did, but okay. I don't know where the Animal House came from. I have to figure that part out.
Well, okay. The pound. Okay. Can we just say the pound?
Oh, the pound. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I don't even know what that means.
The dog pound.
Anything to do with East Ridge, I am the expert.
You're part of it.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. All right. Well, I want to talk later, a little bit later, about what you and I did on 18 to 80 podcast
A
couple of days ago, which was on nicotine. Mm-hmm. Tell people about the 18 to 80.
Yeah, it's kind of a relatively new. I think we're about, a little over a dozen episodes in, but they're, 20 to 30 minute conversations centered around health and aging. And we have covered all kinds of topics. We've covered supplements. We've covered hormones, our relationship with food, into money, into staying active. Some special episodes just on women and their stuff when it comes to muscle mass and aging and the menopausal brain. And this one we did was on nicotine. I got one coming out with you on sugar as well. And then I've got a series in place about just the brain and aging with our friends from Learning RX. And it's sponsored by our friends from the Vascular Institute, Alchemy Med Spa, and of course, Optimize You. But with all that being said, it's part of the Nuga Podcast Network, where you can go find all of my podcasts at NugaPodcast.com.
Yes, because Clint is the guru of the podcasting, not only locally, but even outside the city. No one does a better job, has more comprehensive pieces of information. And the 18 to 80 is so different than Vital Health Radio because it's a specific topic in 20 to 25 minutes, not 60 minutes.
Right.
And it's moderately deep dive into one single question. And the question this week is
nicotine.
Really, nicotine, the good, the bad, the ugly, because it's not all bad.
And what happens, I found, is a lot of times our topics, not all the time, but a lot of the topics that we'll be addressing are the air quote trends. You'll start seeing them on TikTok or YouTube or Facebook or the newsletters, and you'll hear this new thing, whether it's methylene blue or it's nicotine or sugar. And all of a sudden, you're inundated with this.
Yes.
And is it all good? It's all bad. It's habit for me. No, it's not. It helps. It doesn't. Well, why don't we slow down, have a 20-minute, 30-minute conversation about it, and then let people decide.
Absolutely. And you mentioning how the trends are explosive these days.
Oh, yeah.
You know, methylene blue, I actually just saw yesterday on one of the social medias a picture of two brains. One of them was totally blue and one of them was normal. I'm sure it was not the real brain that had been using methylene blue, but it does make your brain blue. And it was just completely disparaging every single component of methylene blue. And it, the truth's somewhere in between.
And what did I send you? I sent you something on seed oils. Mm-hmm. And you said, interesting, I'd never take on that because it's the financial parts behind restaurants and companies using seed oils and then what happens to the to the availability to cook, even in common households.
It really made some good sense because here's the lowdown. I'm a huge advocate of not eating seed oils or eating 90% less. One is it increases cardiovascular damage. Two is it increases inflammation, aging, and the things we don't want. What are they? They're canola, safflower, sesame. It's any seed that has been processed to pull the oil out of it. The problem is the process of pulling the oil is high temperatures and it's chemicals, and they are devastating, I think, part of our health. We used to think it was sugar that killed us. It was actually because they combined sugar with processed oils, and sugar's not great for us, but it did. The oils were far worse for us. Now we know that. But your point, it was well taken with that article. Restaurants really can't afford to do anything else because one is the availability of things like tallow and really solid oils, coconut oils and things. The public's really not mentally ready, but also the supply chain's not ready.
And it changes how you cook, how you would have to cook some of your recipes, how much you can make at once. It just, I think the reason I kind of like that concept of, I mean, that approach is it takes you out of your silo of thinking and goes, well, maybe one of the reasons people aren't using it is because that's, I hate to say it, the way it's always been done doesn't make it right. Mm-hmm. But before we start telling everybody what's bad about it, let's also try to work on, well, how do we maybe navigate it a little bit better? And then to your point, what you always say, I can't change it for masses, but I can change it for me.
There you go.
And if everybody does changing it for me, eventually we are the masses. That's how it works.
That's right. Yeah. And, you know, it's like the Steak and Shake using now tallow for the French fries.
Right.
And a couple other chains that you had looked up. I mean, it's beginning. I don't think it'll be mainstream for a long, long time. Maybe never mainstream. But what I don't care about mainstream. I care about options.
And well, if when we can restaurants give me an options, start making money, when they realize there's money, they're not going to lose as much, or they can make profit and be a little healthier. That's when we'll kind of jump the shark.
It's kind of like, you know, me making profit posing with my shirt off. Now that I can make money on it, you know, it's more available.
Well, just, and me and you do the same thing. I make money too with my shirt off. I start with my shirt off and people start paying me money to put it on and we both end up making money. It's just a different way of doing it.
You always have an interesting
perspective. I'm an only fan, not only fans, only fan. I just need the one.
Hey, we got five or four different events at Nutrition World. I'm all about, completely about empowering people with knowledge, because when you know better, you generally can do better. I used to say, when you know better, you do better. No, just because you know better doesn't mean you will do better, but it certainly gives you the ammunition to do it if you have the second part of that, which is discipline. And then third is desire. So, Foundations of Homeopathy, it's a four-part series on this whole cool science called homeopathy. What is that? Homeopathy has been around, I think it was 200 years, and it's an interesting philosophy that is totally impossible for traditional medical thinkers to embrace because it is completely 180 degrees different than anything that's ever been printed in any medical book. So it is like cures like. What that means is if there's an herb that causes you to have vertigo, and if you ate that herb, you'd have vertigo. Well, in teeny, teeny, teeny amounts, it tends to trigger a cure for vertigo. And it sounds like this is stupid, but it isn't, because I've seen it for 46 years. If you find the exact right remedy, it can be within minutes, something changes. Is it fixing what's wrong? No, but it's a non-pharmaceutical way of managing symptoms with zero side effect. If you get the wrong remedy, you get nothing. Absolutely zero. And it is a skill to find the right remedy. But things like arnica, if you have surgery, it decreases bruising. If you hurt yourself, if you cut yourself, arnica is amazing in the little pellets that you put under your tongue. So
if I ever hit the lottery, I'm going to have a independent research facility that only researches supplements and herbs. That's it. Independent. That's it, because that's the thing I think we need. We need real research on a lot of this stuff.
Well, it's coming.
Not just anecdotal.
But no.
Yeah.
It's better than it's ever been.
Yes, I agree.
So
somebody will do it. Come on, Elon. Come on.
May 6th, it starts, and it is going to be a cost involved because this is a heavy-duty four-part series on learning homeopathy for you and your family. You would be the experts in Chattanooga. If you attend, go to nutritionw.com under events. You have to sign up early. Next is Lung Bus, May 17th, which is a Saturday from 11 to 3. Why do I recommend Lung Bus? Memorial Hospital recommends Lung Bus because if you find lung cancer early, it is very, very 97% curable. I agree, but the reason I recommend it's because they do something called a calcium score. Calcium scores will reveal whether your physiology is accumulating plaque. Now, it isn't 100% that if you have plaque, you'll die, and it's not 100% if you have zero. But if you have zero, your odds are way, way into your court, and whatever your program is of life is probably conducive to your better health. So Lung Bus, you don't have to sign up, but you can. If you're on Medicare, it's free. I don't anybody on Medicare for free, it is ridiculous not to get this because it's going to show blockages, plaque, and also lung health. You've done it. And it took, 15 minutes?
Yeah, it was very, very easy.
Gut check will be also on May 20th, Saturday from 9 to 4. What that is, we have an expert called Laura DeWitt, and she is going to be able to counsel people for 30 minutes free. And on IBS, on diarrhea, on constipation, on things that, you know, really are epidemic as far as making us feel rotten, which is the gut. The reason it makes us feel rotten because it also produces brain chemicals. And then you get haywire, then your brain's feeling rotten along with your belly feeling rotten, which is what caused it. Next, that's the last one. Yep. So,
that's a long list. Y'all are doing a lot over there.
Hey, I'm staying busy, getting in trouble and making lives
that's
change.
Okay. That's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, I love the fact that nobody knows that we sell, no, I don't say that, 98% of the people walking in our store does not know that we sell seafood, really good seafood. So that you know Sean from the Harley place. You know Sean from the Harley Davidson place down Lee Highway. Great guy. Works out hard, really, really into health. He sent me an email. He said, my wife was picking up protein and another product from your shop. She got some of the halibut that you sell that comes from the fishermen from Alaska that you know. He gave her a recipe and told her how to prep it. Best dinner ever. Thanks for such a great shop. I didn't realize that the fisherman must have been in the store when he came in. That's why she bought it.
That's pretty.
I know him. He is so cool.
That's pretty good.
And he's been bringing a salmon for years, and the halibut I didn't realize came from him.
Oh, good.
Pretty cool stuff.
That's very cool. A lot of people would not know you have that in there.
I didn't know it.
Thank you for the email and letting Ed know what's in his store.
Oh, my. All right. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, hopefully we're going to be talking about honey.
Yep.
And not female. It's honey from the beehive. That plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is coming and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit athomechattanooga.com or find me on Facebook or Instagram. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio Show. Your host, Ed Jones, Clint Powell, are back with you to empower your health and well-being as we have done each week now for 7 years. Hey, I got a super, I call him a superstar, Chip Kelly from the Harrison Bay Honey Farm. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Chip.
Thank you, Ed.
You know, being in the health food industry for now 46 years, honey, bees, the whole complex of conversation has always been, I'd say, salt of the earth kind of conversation, because it goes back to probably dinosaur age. I don't know. But it's primal. It's a functional part of the whole system of pollination and certainly not a thing I could talk a lot about, but Chip can. And so we welcome him. He does offer Nutritional World the honey that we have sold. First question I got to ask, if you have the numbers, how many heck bottles did we sell or Scott sell over the past 5 weeks? Do you know?
Oh, well, I know he ordered $120, $240, and then another order of $360. So it was over $600.
Whoa, and that's in about 4 weeks. Go, Scott, go. And the fact is, at Nutrition World, we try to vet everything to the very, very highest level. We try to be transparent. Everything, just like I talked about the halibut earlier and the meats we sell, of course, the nutritional supplements. And we got to know you some time ago. I remember a good friend of mine, Eddie McKenzie, used to offer us honey for years. And again, another just a great guy, I thought. And he got older and retired from that business, and you have taken over for us needing honey. But I've got to hear the story about a popular honey that's being sold in this area, and I don't know other areas, that really isn't honey. And I'm perfectly brave with you saying the name of it.
Yeah, and then after that, I want to ask you some questions about the benefits of honey, especially local honey and how you got into it.
Yes, sure. Yeah. What honey, now we only have about 16 minutes, but for in a minute, what honey is it that you have found or testing has found is really not really honey?
The Strange Honey Farm from Del Rio, Tennessee, markets Tennessee Mountain Honey.
Okay.
A lot of it has yellow lids. It's easy identifiable. Their label is very distinct.
It looks local, doesn't it?
It does. He uses the name Tennessee Mountain. I also found out he uses North Carolina Mountain.
Oh.
So in different areas, it just changes it. And he has sold his so-called honey in our area. Earth Fair stores used to carry them.
Oh.
I think Linda's Produce still does, but I know Food City does.
I remember seeing that at Linda's Produce. I do remember that exact bottle that you're talking about.
Right. And it was found just reading from a article in Vice Magazine that was done, I think, 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. It said, in December, a complaint was filed against Strange Honey Farm, owned by Gary and Fonda Strange, alleging that its raw honey, raw local honey, is not from Tennessee, and that it advertises that on its bottle's website. In fact, when they did lab tests, it was found to have very little honey, and that the local honey from Tennessee actually came from Vietnam.
Vietnam. Wow. Well, I love...
And the rest of it was, like we talked about, syrup and stuff like
that. Yes, fillers.
I
know some people say he runs it through not reverse osmosis, but... a diatomaceous earth filter, which I had never heard of. I don't know if that's true.
Oh, that sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie.
Yeah, it does.
That's above my pay grade, yeah.
Hey, that's good information for people to know. You know, I'm not one to just trash anything, but if it's factual, I want people to be informed.
Well, and real quick, this might be a good place for us to pivot to what you do and why what you do is so good for Nutrition World. I've heard my whole life, you know, if it's got local in the bottle, I'm pretty interested in it because it does. I'll let you confirm this, but with allergies and just the health of and how much benefit it brings to me. So I'm open to propaganda and advertising like everybody else. If it's got the word local on it and I'm in a hurry and I'm just going down an aisle somewhere, I'll just grab it. Oh, I got local honey in me, man. I'm good. When in reality, if I'm not reading and really knowing what I'm buying, I can get suckered in too. So there is benefits to being local.
And is there benefit this for allergies? Have you seen that?
I have seen research that cover both sides of that equation. Some say yes and some say no. Mm-hmm. I have very many customers who buy it from allergies. They report positively that it does help them with it.
We talk about that. Need to do it before the bad season hits, though. It's not a treatment during the season. It can be, but it's better if you prime your immune system a month or two or three before allergies hit is what our take on that is.
Sure.
And is it eating the honeycomb? Certainly, probably more. It is more potent with the pollen, right?
The pollen's in the honey.
Okay.
I think the comb... People who like honey in their comb is kind of a nostalgia thing.
Do you like honey in the comb, Clint?
I love the comb. Yeah.
I like honey altogether. I mean, and it's because I just grew up with my grandparents and everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, honey is beneficial all the time, not just for allergy season. So when you talk about priming your body for the allergy season, if you consume honey on a regular basis, you're ready.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And I'm a big follower of this Dr. Saladino, and he eats carnivore like I do, which is lower carb and actually less vegetables than I used to eat, but still some healthy broccolis and things. But the only thing he eats as far as carbohydrates is honey and fruits. That's all he eats. Now, he eats the meats and the eggs and all the other things, but he really feels that honey and fruit are the only two superior forms of carbohydrates. And I haven't eaten really honey in a long time, but I've started eating it because of that reason.
Can I ask a quick question?
I believe you can.
Here we go. And then I'm going to let you go down the nutrition stuff and all the things you brought in. Can you just very quickly tell me what in the world got you into wanting to be a beekeeper and into honey?
Certainly.
Yeah, I think that's pretty unique.
Yes.
I took care of my mom in her declining years. She suffered from dementia, not Alzheimer's, but vascular dementia. And it's the best thing I ever did in my life, take care of my mom. After she passed, I wanted to learn. I have 10 fingers. They're really 10 black thumbs. Black.
Right.
Because I can't grow anything. So I enrolled in the Master Gardener course here at the Hamilton County Master Gardeners. And I took that course, and on the Tom Stebbins was then the local county agent, and it was over that program. And one of the weeks there towards the end, he didn't have a speaker. He said, I think I'm going to bring in a beekeeper. A gentleman came in from the Tennessee Valley Beekeepers Association and gave his presentation, and I was hooked.
You had never had bees?
Never had
done anything with bees.
I mean, the only thing I remember about bees is I stomped on them as a kid. See them on clover or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was just so fascinated, so taken, and I pivoted to that, joined the Tennessee Valley Beekeepers Association. I've served as treasurer, vice president. I'm just coming off 2 years as president. Really support the organization. It's great for learning about bees, beekeeping.
Fantastic.
What is the real power of pollination, and why should we even think about that?
Pollination, the honeybee is the most efficient at pollination because of their social nature. Our wild bees, native bees that we have, all different kinds, are better than a single honeybee at pollination. A lot of people don't realize that. A single honeybee will be outproduced by almost any native bee. The reason the honeybee is so efficient at pollination is they're social insects, and they gather in large hives.
Mm-hmm.
A good-sized hive will be 60,000-80,000 bees.
That many?
Yes, and they work together. They are very can communicate with each other, tell each other where the best pollen is.
On a single day, they start the day, they'll find something and they'll stick with that plant. They'll only get plants of that type. They won't switch from, one type of flower and then go to another. They stick on that one type of flower for the day. The next day, it may be something different now.
And they sleep all night.
They don't really sleep. They rest.
But okay, they buzz somewhat all the time. How long do they live?
A honeybee lives about 63 days, roughly.
Oh, that's it.
That's it. The first 3 weeks, first 21 days are from egg to larva to pupa to being born. The next 3 weeks, they stay in the hive. They don't get out and fly. They do different jobs. Nobody knows how they're assigned these jobs. The first thing almost all of them do is clean up the comb where they were produced. But then they might be a guard bee and defend the hive from bees from other colonies. They might be an undertaker bee. They only live 63 days, and the queen's laying eggs every day, so there's always bodies.
Wow.
And so they'll carry the dead out.
I think Clint would be an undertaker bee. That's
I was going to be a guard bee, but maybe not. Maybe I'd be a better undertaker. Can I ask a quick question? And I know we're going to get into the nutrients and all that. You said native bee and a honey bee. Are they not the same? Are they not
the
native?
The honey bee is imported from Europe.
I had no idea.
So we didn't have these.
No. We had bees. We didn't have honey bees.
Does a native bee make honey?
Not to the degree we could use it.
Oh, so really honey from honey bees... It's not something natural here. It's been imported.
Yes.
It used to be. I mean, it's always been over there, but not over here.
Right. It came from, the pilgrims brought honeybees over.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Now, you know, people talk about, they'll come in and say, do you have local honey? When you told me a couple weeks ago, when we did that video on Instagram, I didn't realize how local you were. How many miles from Nutrition World is your hives?
Understand I have about 5 apiaries. They stretch all the way from Mount Zion Road in Georgetown to Lee Highway here on Robin Drive, right between Lee Highway and Hickory Valley.
About 3 miles from us.
2 to 3 miles, yeah.
That is so freaking cool. That's my
most prolific apiary. It produces the most honey.
Can you produce honey all year long? You can't
no.
you?
No.
Yeah.
No. That season's very short, actually. It starts whenever flowers, trees start producing nectar. Usually the red maples. Red tips, that kind of thing. It's about the start of the season. So you might say late March, early April, and it's over by mid-June.
Is it time intensive for work? I mean, are you doing something every day? Because I don't understand what I'm trying to see what you would do. And plus, you know, bees terrify us, or we're fascinated by them, one of the two. So is it very time intensive? Are you trying to make sure they're taken care of? What are you doing other than providing the house, collecting the honey? And is that how intensive a process is that?
There's always something to do. Understand I work a full-time job, so this is a sideline for me. I'm working towards retirement to where I'll go in it in a bigger way.
Yeah.
A hive needs a visit, needs examination approximately once every 7 to 10 days.
Right, okay.
Okay. So other times you're building equipment, you know, doing other things.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can examine a hive, 10 to 15 minutes, and so... But you got multiple hives to examine, multiple apiaries to go to. So when you're on a large scale, there's something always to do.
Wow.
If you just got a couple backyard hives, it's not that time consuming.
Interesting.
I know we got stuff to get to, but the whole story is fascinating.
It is. Yeah. It is.
We can come back and talk again.
Yeah. That's right. Now, so health-wise, do you eat a lot of honey or just a little bit of honey?
I was not raised on honey.
Yeah.
I was not. Until I became a beekeeper, I didn't know that much about it. We just, for whatever reason...
When they talk about buckwheat honey or sourdough, not sourwood. Sourwood, is you just put the hives close to those plants? Is that what makes them?
Yeah, buckwheat you can do pretty much all year long. Bees really aren't active in winter. It's not necessarily, if you like it, you like it.
But I don't.
If you don't, you don't. Yeah. It's not a real popular honey. Sourwood is the most popular honey. Can't get it here. I do have apiaries off of Shorttail Springs Road where there are the sourwood trees, but the nectar is not produced unless there is a specific elevation. I think it's 1,100 feet or more, and my apiary doesn't reach that height.
I know one caution with honey is kids, I think, under 2 years old probably shouldn't eat it. Yeah, is that a well-known fact?
It's not well-known. Some people label their bottles. The number I heard was 1 year.
Yeah.
And that's because nothing bad, but the honey may have a organism in it that can cause a reaction.
Yeah, because they're not.
Well, we've had a few guests that bring notes in. I want to make sure we get to some of your notes in the next 3 or 4 minutes. So if there's stuff you want to make sure that we know about the honey. I hope you don't mind me hijacking it, but
no.
When a guy brings in notes, you want to make sure he talks about the notes, man. That's, we don't have many prepared guests like that.
Well, I want to make sure.
No, I love it too.
I sit here with dumbfounded, and not being able to talk.
Well, and there's also things about the honey we just don't know. We know it's supposed to be good for us, and a lot of us don't know why. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us don't understand the benefits we get from it. We're just like my grandmother. She gave me honey. Well, it's good for you. Well, fantastic.
I got something here from Google AI. Just confess you, it's that simple. 1 tablespoon of honey has 61 calories.
Okay.
Has a lower glycemic index than sugar, 17 grams of carbs. There's no fat in it. Has trace amounts of fiber and protein. Honey is a better alternative than sugar, really, with those facts.
I use some in my coffee every morning. I use a little honey in my coffee, believe it or not.
Yeah. I'm getting really hungry.
Yeah. I want something sweet, too. That's really good.
Well, some things people don't realize honey is beneficial for. It's good for wounds and burn healing.
There's no doubt about that, putting on wounds. It is antibacterial, isn't it?
It is. It's very antibacterial.
Well, I mean, we sell a honey called Manuka, which, of course, can't be grown in this country. That's
New Zealand and Australia.
More antibacterial. Right. Also costs $60 a bottle normally, and you don't do it for just a biscuit. Do it for reasons other than that.
Sure. Well, you know, it provides the sore throat relief, not just allergies, but sore throat relief, improves your digestion, gives you energy. You know, in the Old Testament, I think Saul's son dipped his spear in honey and took a taste and was revived in a battle.
Oh, okay.
You know, so.
Well, we need to give Clint some of that on the end of my spear.
You start bringing the Bible into it, I'm all in, man. I need some of that in my life, too.
Things people don't realize, a store-bought honey is problematic. Oftentimes, they'll pasteurize it.
Honeybee. What's the name of the biggest? Sous-bee. What's the name?
Sous-bee. Yeah. Sous-bee's actually pretty good about having real honey.
Really?
Yeah, but they pasteurize it, takes all the beneficial enzymes out. When you heat it past 105 degrees or higher, the beneficial enzymes.
I'm all about enzymes because that's what helps digest everything, helps heal the body. And, you know, I was going somewhere and I ate some breakfast, I think probably the IHOP. And for some reason, I wanted some honey. Normally, I don't when I'm out eating. And they brought those little packets and there was sous-bee. I could not even stomach it. It was so bad.
Yeah,
and
it's honey syrup.
When you're a kid, you don't really pay attention. But yuck, that was nasty.
Well, a lot of them... you know, they'll even filter it to take the pollen out. The worst thing that can happen at a grocery store is your honey crystallizes.
Tell me about that, because that's the last question, because so many times over the many, many years, people will say, because it crystallized, that means it's not raw, or all these different opinions. What's the truth?
The truth is, real raw honey will crystallize.
Right, that's what I thought.
Now, fakes can, too. I've seen Tennessee mountain honey crystallize. I don't know why, but... But the grocery stores, that's the worst thing that happened. People see it up there and say, oh, that's no good. In fact, all you have to do is gently heat it. You can use a double boiler. If you have one of those always-on heating pads, the old style, you can put it on the heating pad and turn it on and leave it.
Will it stay in solution for a day or a week or a month, or do you have to do this every time once it crystallizes?
Well, once it crystallizes and you treat it, it's less prone to crystallize again. It will if you know.
Oh, so if it crystallizes, you heat it, it's less prone?
After you've reheated it, is less prone to crystallize.
I assumed that it would be quickly crystallizing.
No, once it's been decrystallized, it wasn't. The best way, you know, is the double boiler. I put it on the dashboard of my car, roll the windows up in summer, you know, and it takes care of it.
Well, some people don't have air conditioning in their truck, like Clint.
So I have air conditioning now. I told him, I hit a bump the other day, it came back on, so I'm good. We're good, that's the kind of car I drive.
Hey, well, so this has been so informative, Chip, and of course, you are Nutritional's partner on this honey path for as long as you and I both are breathing, so... I want to encourage people to come by. You know, we do sampling of your honey sometimes, and it's just amazing. I'd say 1 out of 3 people buy your honey. And tell people about your Facebook in case they want to research and look into different things.
Sure. I'm working on a webpage. It hasn't happened now. I've been beekeeping 8 years, so I'm not sure when it's going to happen. I do have a Facebook page. It's just under Harrison Bay Honey Farm.
Harrison Bay Honey Farm. That's the name of the jar. And we do private label a little bit, calling Maize Medicinals, which is our Nutrition World's private label. Well, Chip, it has been outstanding education here on Vital Health Radio, and I thank you for coming in, and we want you back in about 6 months, and we will be doing more and more, and we're going to be upping the sampling again so we can make sure we get people happy with pure, solid honey like you offer.
Oh, thank you very much, Ed. I've really, our partnership with Nutrition World has been so beneficial to us. I'm very grateful.
Well, that will continue on. You keep yourself healthy. All right. Well, that is time to take a break. When we come back, a lot of paperwork I've got for some words of education and nutrition wisdom. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio and podcast, the show that shares the philosophy we can lead longer, healthier lives by embracing the latest and accurate knowledge of health and vital importance of nutrition and lifestyle. And I love that about Bees with Chip. He called himself a bee-vangelist.
Yeah, I love that. He's a really good guest.
Yeah, he's so passionate and so focused and just probably can't wait to get out in the woods to take care of his bees.
Yeah.
I love that. Hey, my daughter told me the other day that she found a cereal at Walmart. I'm going to actually do a little video because I love finding little treasures at big grocery stores that we can all benefit by. It indirectly helps Nutrition World because I think people remember us, and I think they are finding it beneficial that we're feeding the spirit of health in all avenues, even if it doesn't profit us, because everything comes back around in a big circle. I'm more convinced of that as I age than ever before. It just wait long enough and it's going to come back in a big circle, or feed the circle with good ethics, integrity, and honesty, and it will come back. But this cereal is called Magic Spoon. And they have, it's like Fruit Loops and some other ones. You can look it up on magicspoon.com. But what's great about it, listen to the ingredients. First ingredient is casein protein. Second ingredient is whey protein. So the first two ingredients, you will never find protein as a first two ingredients on cereals. They're always grains. And then the sweetener is monk fruit, which I love. Think it's the best sweetener there is. That's why I drink Ancient Nutrition Protein, which is sweetened with monk fruit. I don't have that aftertaste of stevia, and it uses allulose. Allulose is a very healthy sweetener as long as you don't get gas from it, and I don't in most cases, but that's the only thing to watch out for. It uses avocado oil, fantastic. It does use a little bit of high oleic sunflower oils, not perfect. We can't have perfect. And then it has salt, turmeric extract, spirulina, and vegetable juices are what color the cereal. That is beyond belief. Again, Magic Spoon. And we're going to talk about nicotine in 1 second, but I want to cover one thing on creatine. A new study came out that creatine makes arteries more flexible in older adults. After just 4 weeks, by improving the blood flow and the heart health, even without exercise, after 28 days of taking creatine, high blood sugar levels in this study dropped to healthier levels, not perfect, but healthier levels, and it helps the blood vessels to work by providing energy and support to the nitric oxide. Nitric oxide, and I talked about that on my oral microbiome podcast, one of the big downsides of using mouthwash like Listerine and trying to kill your bacteria is you also kill the production of nitric oxide, which is what relaxes your arteries. And as we age, it everything from erectile dysfunction to unhealthy healing, anything that causes constriction of blood vessels is unhealthy, and cigarette smoking does the worst. So that's a segue into a podcast that Clint did, that I joined him on, 18 to 80, where we talked about the benefits and the downside of nicotine. You did, as always, just a phenomenal job of putting that together, Clint. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's 18to80podcast.com. It's about a 25-minute conversation. By the way, I just text you the other four topics.
Okay.
Just doing some business in real time.
Thank you.
So you'll see that on your text. I just took a screenshot picture of it. But yeah, nicotine. So I had a friend of mine, I had actually a couple folks post stuff about nicotine. And then, you know, my girlfriend sent me a video she saw about nicotine. And I thought, well, let me ask Ed. And real honestly, it was within that same 10 or 14 day period. I tell you what, it was right after during the 24-hour podcast.
Yes.
You brought me some, and I, mm-hmm. I remember you brought it, but forgot about it. Fast forward 2 or 3 weeks later in the 14-day period, I saw those videos, and then you brought me this pouch, and you said, you should try this nicotine about focus. And I'm like, why am I seeing so much about nicotine? The algorithms, once you click it, feed it to you. But then I said, why don't you go learn as much as you can about it, and then let's do one on nicotine. And you brought some good information about it. It was a good conversation.
Well, what it did was it made me deep dive, and the deep diving helped me to learn as much as I possibly could in a matter of, you know, 5 hours. You know, I love people who will do the deep diving for me, give me bullet points, because not all of us have the interest to deep dive into one subject. So between Rhonda Patrick, Dr. Peter Attia, Huberman, Dave Asprey, and AI, I went on the path. And the path, really, if you want bullet points, is it has a benefit. There is no doubt that it increases cognitive ability. If you don't believe that, then you do a 3 to 6 milligram pouch within your gum and cheek, and you will watch your brain light up like never before. Now, if you're really dragging butt, it may only bring you back to normal. But normally it makes you better.
I'll let you lead the conversation like you want, but I will say, and also give it give it 30 seconds, give it 60 seconds at first, because it could make you nauseous. You know, it has some side effect if you're not used to taking it. And then the flip side of that also is the thing that I liked you brought up on the podcast is just because it's been isolated away from the tobacco does not mean it is not addictive. The reason nicotine's got a bad rap is because its association with smoking.
Bingo.
But that doesn't mean that by itself it cannot also be addictive and abused.
No, it doesn't. But it also means that the chance of cancer is about 95% less.
Yeah.
Unless it is combined with other things like in vaping, which causes popcorn lungs, or in the oral cavity, you can because of the damage it's doing because you're laying it right against something. So we're not talking perfect by any means. And yes, oral cavities are increased, but nothing like with nicotine. And you put chewing tobacco and snuff, you actually, the numbers are 50 times higher for cancer.
And I'll let you go down your rabbit hole, but if I see there's questions that I think you could be answering, I'll jump in and ask it.
Yeah. So really the bullet points are this: if you want to be safe with it, then you need to use between 3 and 5 milligrams, no more than 4 times a week. That will probably decrease your chance of addiction by a huge
amount. It's going to last about an hour and a half, right?
Half-life is about an hour and a half of nicotine. That means that in an hour and a half to 2 hours, half of it is gone. When half is gone, I'm starting to not feel it.
Okay.
But when I walk into the gym and it kicks in, because when I put it in my mouth in the car, as I step out of my car, I'm walking in the gym, by the time I get to the locker room and I get back to the weights, I am rocking and rolling.
And we're not suggesting to do this. You know, you need to do your own research. We're not diagnosing or suggesting you do anything. But there's different delivery methods, too. There's the patches on the arm that I've seen people cut into squares, so you get a little less delivery. There's the pouches. What are the other creams? There's other stuff, but you like the pouches, right?
I like the pouches, but you can do the gums, you can do the wafers and things like that. The patches, they're not supposed to be cut. Because it's a time release system, and you're probably blowing that. Now, we'll have to say the research is very clear that we actually don't brain develop to our maximum until about 24 years old. When you use nicotine before 24, you are starting to wire the system in unhealthy ways because it's still developing.
Right.
So absolute do not encourage anybody under 24 years old to be using nicotine, because they will get addicted. They don't have the self-discipline, and they're not going to do it 3 times
a
week.
And you're rewiring your brain.
And rewiring it, that doesn't change back. So you are permanently kind of impaired as a potential nicotine addict.
Yeah.
But I'm all about living quality life. Here I am, 68. If I have a couple bad nights of sleep, I have a big podcast to do. I'm going on TV. Anything that I have to do, quick thinking. I've never done it in the airplane. I don't know if I want to do that, but it probably would help me to do it. But intensity in the gym, there's no studies showing it physically ups your game. But when I can mentally up my game, I'm physically upping my game. So Huberman was like, there's no way, there's no need to do this before a workout. Well, that's kind of crappy. Yes, if we can maintain double the focus, you're going to lift heavier, harder, and other things.
Right.
So that's the take-home message. But if you want to hear the 25 minutes with all the details, 18 to 80 podcast on nicotine, and the other one will be coming out, will be on sugar.
Yep. And I've got some on there about brain health, and we've done a bunch about food and activity and hormones and supplements and vitamins, so it's a good one.
It's time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having some words of wisdom. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shelliford Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Let's talk Chattanooga real estate. I'm Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Join me for a podcast dedicated to buying, owning, and selling a home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Through expert interviews and real life experience, we'll cover tips, advice, and resources for everything in your home ownership and home selling journey. The podcast is called Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. Catch our weekly episode of Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate on your favorite podcast app. Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline, it's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones with my great co-host Clint Powell. And, you know, I've never been a superhero of Willie Nelson, but I've always liked him. And I love what was on social media yesterday. It says, happy 92nd birthday to Willie Nelson. And he said, I have this kind of philosophy that I can't do anything about what happened yesterday or what's going to happen tomorrow, but I feel in full control of what's going on right now. I think worry will make you sick. I've never seen it accomplish anything. I've never seen worrying about anything change it. So I decided long ago not to do it. If you can't do anything about it, why in the heck would you worry about it? Every negative thought you have releases poisons in your system and will kill you or give you cancer, tumors, or whatever else you can think of. So if you are a thinking negative about anything, erase that. That is some wisdom from a 92-year-old. What?
Yeah.
What's the spark for?
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. He smoked so much pot, mm-hmm. he can't remember what he did yesterday. Mm-hmm. He smoked the pot. Of course, you don't worry about anything. You're always high. Where's your margaritas coming from?
That was his technique. That was
his
practice.
I was going to say, I was there listening to it going, well, dude, you've been high for 80 years.
But look, I'm in 92.
Yeah, I get it.
And he performed probably great. A couple years ago.
I'm not poo-pooing it. I'm just saying It's easy that he could. I guarantee you he didn't say that all in one breath. He said it like, what's he going to worry about? I can't remember yesterday. Come on. I mean, I'm glad he said it. It's a lot of wisdom from Willie.
Is he doing better than you?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, thank you.
I can say wise stuff too, though.
Are you going to live to be 92?
There's no chance.
I won't either.
I may not live to 302, much less 92.
And it's 215 right now.
Say, you know, y'all love me while I'm here, boys and girls, because that's funny.
Really quickly, another thing. I've always, about 25 years, been intrigued by this.
Well, that's a big cutback real quick. For 50,000, 10 years, a few minutes now. I've really had this on my mind since the Willie Nelson thing.
Well, you're talking about, I guess it brought out the dope in me. I don't know, talking about it.
Whatever. Yeah, all right, go for
and
it.
It's not ketamine.
It is not. No. My bad.
It has to do with pulse rates and how... Do we have limited amounts? When I read this 30 years ago, I thought, that's pretty cool because, you know, I have limited amounts of pennies in my cash register, and when I run out of pennies or the change, we're out. There's no more that can go. I can't do any more change because I don't have any change. Well, almost all mammals live for about 1 billion heartbeats. This is on fact.com, which is they all have the references, deep references. For a rabbit, which is a quick pulse, it takes about 3 years to reach that 1 billion. But a slow-pulsed elephant can go more than 80 years, and only humans can push their hearts past 2 billion. We're the only creatures that can do that, thanks to food preservation technology, water purification. And 1999, Dr. Jeffrey West and biologist Jim Brown found unexpected interdisciplinary common ground when they set out to find exactly the energy use and need scales of the larger or smaller animals. And it was called Kleebler's Law back in 1930. Basically, it means that a cat, which is 100 times larger than a mouse, does not use 100 times the energy that a mouse does. Instead, it requires 103/4 times the energy of a mouse, and that's 31% times the mouse requirement. So that's all gobbledygook, and we don't need to know that. But the deal is, I wonder how many beats I have already. That's the
question.
Well,
I don't know, and I was hoping you'd give me like what, and we can push past 2 billion, but is our average 1.5, 1.2, is it 1?
It doesn't say.
Of course it
says here at the last, it says, in other words, there's a mathematical equation that lets you predict exactly
how
long an animal will live and how fast it's hard. Well, you can do the math, Clint.
Oh, okay, what's the equation? I'll do it real quick.
It's easy. It's called just vote for 1.5 billion and take your pulse rate.
Okay.
Okay?
Wow.
So I'm going to do that when we break, and the next show I'm going to tell you, because here's the deal.
Uh-huh.
My average pulse rate is 52. What is yours?
Probably in the mid-60s.
Okay, so
64 to 66.
My heart should live a little longer than yours.
Which it already has.
But my ex-wife is 95, and she seems like she's never going to.
Well, good for her. Well, good for her. Yeah,
but that blows the mathematical equation.
Yeah,
because she should be double my age almost. Because she's
almost
double my pulse rate.
Well, if we're going to go down that road, Willie Nelson and George Burns lived to be 5,000 years old. All he did was drink and smoke cigars.
But you don't know his pulse rate.
You're right. I don't.
So it could come all down to pulse rate.
It could.
Would that not be cool?
Absolutely. It could. It could all come down to pulse rate.
And it doesn't matter what you eat and what you drink and your exercise.
Maybe not. Here's what I'm going to be really frustrated if I get to live to be 80 and they come out and said, by the way, it has nothing to do with exercise. It all comes down to a gene that no one can control. I am going to be a ticked off, old, in shape, cranky dude if that happens.
And you know there's got to be a drug that can lower pulse rate. So all we'd have to do is take one pill a day and go from 60 to 40.
We'd all love pharmacy. Then we'd be big pharma. We'd have to change the name to radio. You'd have to open up a different store. Our lives were fake. What the heck?
You never know what tomorrow may bring.
That's
brother.
True. You don't know.
All right. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio and Podcast, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite and least favorite
absolutely
podcast platforms, or find us online at Vital Health Radio. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones, and my amazing 37 staff members of Nutrition World, we thank you for taking your important time out of your day to spend it with us. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.